Blair Palmer, and welcome to the Punks in Suits podcast, bringing the leadership thinking, beliefs, philosophies, and practices behind punky, startup-y, next-stage businesses to you, even if your company's not quite there yet. Hello, and welcome to episode 38 of the Punks in Suits podcast. I hope you are very well. This is the last podcast until September. I'm going to take the month of August off pretty much. I will be doing a little bit of work and I will be available to my clients and to anyone who really needs me in August. But I'm basically doing a month off, a kind of detox, and particularly a tech detox. So my decision is to limit my technology to once in the morning and once in the afternoon or evening, to check my emails, to have a little look on social media, because, you know, I love the social media, just to stay in touch with my clients in that way and my network. But between the morning check and the afternoon or evening check, just leave my phone somewhere where I don't even know where it is. So that includes not doing the podcast, of course, because the podcast is quite highly technical and involves quite a lot of marketing. So I'm taking the month of August off from that, but I will be back in September with a whole new series of podcasts for you and hopefully some really exciting interviews. But before I disappear, I wanted to share with you something that came up yesterday in a speech that I was giving. I was speaking to a very big third sector organisation, international organisation, lots of really, really impressive people in the audience. And I was talking about change and busting some of the myths of change. But there was one particular point that I made during the presentation that lots of people came and talked to me about afterwards and that they said had made a really big difference to them, and they hadn't heard this point made in exactly this way before, so I thought I would share it with you. And it's really to do with listening. Now, there are lots of different kinds of listening, and I'm going to talk about five different kinds of listening in this show today. But listening is something that we're always told is so important. I speak about it a lot. I basically listen for a living. So when I'm not talking on stage or talking in the podcasts, I'm basically listening. And there are lots of misconceptions about listening and what listening actually entails. So that's really what I want to talk about. What are the five different kinds of listening? And it's the fifth kind of listening that I think is super rare. But actually, if you can listen in this way, will make a massive difference to your leadership. So, type of listening number one is basically not listening at all. It's being impatient. So what is very common is that someone is speaking and you are kind of listening, but what you're really doing is hoping that they will finish soon, maybe even interrupting them before they're finished, so that you can make your point. And often we do this because we think we know where the other person is heading with their point of view, with their comment, with their opinion. And there's no need to hear the whole thing. We already know where they're going. We know where this is going to end. Let's not waste any more time. Let's just get on with what I have to say because I already know how I'm going to respond. I don't need to listen to the end of what you're saying. Now, obviously, this is incredibly rude. It actually doesn't save any time because very often where the person was heading isn't exactly where you thought they were heading. But even if it is exactly where you thought they were heading, by not allowing them to articulate it, you haven't done one of the most important things about listening, which is allowing people to work through what they think aloud. So it isn't quicker, it is rude, and it is basically not listening, but it kind of passes for listening in certain circumstances. So that's the first kind of listening or non-listening, the being impatient kind of listening. The second kind of listening is being quiet. Someone I was meeting a few weeks ago said to me, oh, I know I've been told I should listen more, so I'm just going to be quiet. Well, that isn't listening either. It does give the other person an opportunity to articulate what's on their mind, but while you're being quiet, you're probably not listening. You're probably either composing what your response is going to be or what your next question is going to be. Your mind is quite full of that, so you're not really, really present to what's being said. Or you're thinking about something entirely unrelated. And I think that although, yes, you could say, well, at least the person has the opportunity to speak aloud, I think that they can tell when you're listening versus when you're being quiet. I think it's very difficult to speak, to really articulate when you know that the other person is simply being quiet while you speak, as opposed to actually listening. So that's the second kind of listening, being quiet. Third kind of listening is active listening. Now, we've heard so much about active listening. For me, active listening is about being engaged in the conversation, being curious to find out more, asking questions, making comments, being really present to the conversation. And in that way, it's a really positive form of listening. The issue I have with it, though, is that very often the active listener is listening in that way because they are then going to try to solve the problem or resolve it for the other person. So they'll be asking a lot of hygiene questions. They'll be asking questions like, how long has this been going on? How many people have you got in your team? What have you tried already? What's the budget? Talk me through your business plan. They basically want the speaker to download as much information as they possibly can into the listener's brain so the listener can have a go at trying to fix the problem. And this very rarely works because no matter how much time the listener has spent absorbing this information, they will not have spent anywhere near as much time thinking about solutions as the person who actually has the problem. That person's been thinking about it for a long, long time, probably. So the idea that with a bit of information, how many people work for you, what's your budget, what have you tried already, with the idea that with that amount of information, you somehow would be able to resolve the issue for them that they have been unable to resolve, even though they've been thinking about it for weeks or months and they have tons more information than you could possibly have, this is definitely a myth. So that's active listening. It's certainly an improvement on being quiet, but it is limited. The fourth kind of listening is coaching listening. So coaches listen to help the other person think aloud and get resolution. So unlike active listening, they're not listening so that they can fix the problem themselves. They are listening because they believe that the wisdom to solve the issue lies in the other person. And if they ask open, curious questions that encourage the speaker to think in ways that they hadn't thought before, the speaker will come out with a solution or get clarity that they hadn't been able to manage before. Now, this is really, really good listening. I am a coach, and so I definitely believe that most of the answers lie in the head of the person who is speaking, the person who has the question that needs to be resolved. And that the right kind of questions being asked by the coach or the person taking the coach role can allow them to think in new ways. Now, in this kind of listening, the coach is not attempting to solve the problem. The coach is not asking questions in order to gain information for themselves. They're not asking leading questions because they think if I ask this question, the other person will finally get what they're supposed to do because I know what they're supposed to do, but for some reason they don't know. The coach does not assume that they have the answer at all. So the questions will be things like, oh, that's interesting. Tell me more about that. Go deeper into that. Talk to me about it in a way that you haven't talked to me or talked to anyone before. What did you learn from that? What haven't you yet thought about? These really big open questions. My favorite question, and I'm sure I've talked about it in coaching podcasts that I've done before, is really, is that really true? I've definitely talked about that. This is one of my favorite questions. So you're asking the person who is speaking, the person who is presenting the issue, to question their thoughts. And that's really what coaching type listening is all about. But the fifth type of listening is the type of listening that very few people do. And I think it requires real conscious effort to do because we're so out of practice with it. And this is listening in order to change your own mind. So in all the other scenarios, either the listener has been listening so they can change the mind of the person who is speaking, or they're listening because they want the other person talking it through to get clarity. But in this kind of listening, it's about listening so that you might change your mind. Why might we want to do this? Well, as leaders, we are very often involved in some kind of change. I mean, it's inherent in the definition of leadership that you would be leading change, that you would be driving change, that you would be encouraging change, that you would be looking at what is and what could be, and then trying to bring about change, disrupt the status quo. That is the definition of leadership. If you're not doing that, you're not leading. So leadership is all about change. But very often when we're trying to get change to come about, what we're really focused on is other people changing. And this is where we have quite a significant problem, because if you expect others to change, but you are unwilling to change yourself, you'll really be limited in the amount of change you can bring about. You'll only be willing to bring about change that does not require you changing. And that is, of course, limited. Out there in the world are a lot of other changes that you might conceive of if you were willing to conceive of changing yourself too. So when we listen to other people with in mind that we might change our mind, we're listening in a really, really neutral way, in a really curious way. We're really keen to understand the world from another person's point of view to such an extent that we may have to reconceive our own view of the world in order to really hear what they're saying and really respond to it. And when you've got a lot of change going on in your organization, and people are saying things like they don't feel like they're being listened to, what they might actually be saying is, I know you're hearing me, but I also know that you are not willing to take on board what I have to say, because taking it on board would mean changing your mind, and you're not willing to do that. So when you are willing to change your mind, then you create an environment where people really feel heard. And when people really feel heard, they are far more willing to change themselves as well. So you may be forced to change because of what you've really, really heard, and they may be willing to change because they feel that you have heard them. So, listening in order to potentially change your mind. This is the fifth kind of listening. And this is something that, whether or not you're working hard over August, I know some people manage to take some time off, other people are holding the fort back at base. Whether you're at home with family, off on holiday, or whether you are working to keep the show on the road, this is the kind of listening that you can really be practicing. And I encourage you to do that. I would love to hear from you whether you have changed your mind about anything over the summer. When I'm back in September, you can stay in touch in all the usual ways. Instagram is at Blair Lees Palmer. Twitter is at Blair Palmer. My email is blair@thatpeoplething.com. And of course, you can go to our Facebook page, which is just Punks in Suits. Just go to Facebook and search Punks in Suits and you can sign up. And I will be on there a little bit. Like I say, I'm doing my detox, so I'm not going to be doing so much of that. But I will be checking in once or twice a day. Also, of course, I've mentioned this before and Ivy has mentioned it. I'm starting a newsletter in September. It'll be some of the key points of the podcast, some opportunities to come and meet with me or see me live if I'm giving presentations that are open to the public. Any news basically that I think you might be interested in, and a provoking question or a tip or piece of advice that can help you, kind of coaching tip really, where I'm acting as your coach, asking you something that may encourage you to change your perspective about something and therefore see the world and the options available to you in a new way. I'm also, if I can figure out how, I'm going to be spending some of the summer working out how to use my newsletter technology. So I'm going to, if I can figure out how, be doing a special series of articles available to newsletter subscribers on how to manage your boss. And that'll be a 5 or 7 part series on how to manage your boss. So if you sign up to the newsletter, you will automatically, when that's ready, get access to that too. So that is it for today. I hope that you have a fantastic August. I will be around, as I said, if you want to contact me or tell me what's going on with you or any responses or feedback to the topic of this week's podcast. But if not, I'll be back in September, lovely and refreshed from my technology detox and ready to launch into the autumn with a whole load of new podcasts, new ideas, and hopefully some fantastic new interviews. Until then, have a fantastic month and I will catch up with you soon. Bye.
We love when you comment on the podcast and it helps us move up the charts so people can find us more easily. Please go to iTunes and comment or review. Over the summer, you can stay in touch via Instagram, Twitter, email and via our Punks in Suits Facebook page. And go to www.thatpeoplething.com to sign up for our newsletter and special series of articles about managing your boss as soon as Mummy has worked out how to use the software. Have a lovely summer. We will be back in September. Hugs!